Hey, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I've been actively thumbing through those gorgeous seed catalogues, both online and that come in the mail. Oh my, if only my vegetables and flowers would look like their pictures. However, but before you go crazy ordering great quantities of new seed, do an inventory of your leftover seeds from last year or even 5 years ago. This can save you money and really might surprise you of how much you actually have left over from last year or that you've traded with friends. And of course, you'll want to know if your older seeds are still viable. Now, seeds are living things, and their viability is affected greatly by the way they're stored. And many experts agree that they should be stored in a dark, cool, and dry conditions, the very best for your seed. And some of those same experts say to keep your seeds in the refrigerator. Looking in my fridge, there really isn't room even for a package or two of small seed. In reality, most of our seeds seem to be stored in open containers lying around on a shelf or stacked up in the corner somewhere. However, get them out, dust them off, and really have a look to see what you have. Now, some seeds inherently have a longer life expectancy than others. Most will last for a couple of years if stored in a dry, cool place. And there's a little table here that will tell you how long some of the most common garden seeds last. Now, they're saying you should replace them after 1 year for things like lettuce, onions, parsley, parsnips. 2 years for corn, leeks, okra, peppers. 3 years for beans, broccoli, carrots, celery. 4 years for beets, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, rutabagas, squash, tomato, turnips, and even to last for 5 years, cucumbers, endive, cantaloupes are supposed to last that quite well. Now, this is a Colorado State University information, so imagine it's about the same here. If you're not quite sure how good your seed may be, or it doesn't fall in the 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, it's fairly easy to test a few for their viability. This is as easy as placing 10 seeds on a damp paper towel, fold it up, place it in a proper bag, a plastic bag, put the bag in a warm spot, and check every week or so to see if any of the seeds have sprouted. Now, if 2 out of the 10 seeds germinate, that means that your germination rate is about 20%. Not too good, but you can still use a seed and either plant more of them or buy fresh seed altogether. If 8 out of 10 germinate, that means 80%. Not too bad at all, and I could likely get away with using them for another season. Or again, plant them a little bit closer if you're not quite sure. Once you determine what you need, you can shop with a clear plan in mind and be less likely to overbuy. And you know, it's even fun to chat with a friend to see if you can swap some seeds that they may have too many of. Have fun looking through this year's seed catalogs and dreaming of your best garden ever. Remember, summer is just a page away in the seed catalogs. This is Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.